USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death toll from the partial condo collapse in South Florida is now up to 28 after another body was found. That leaves 117 people unaccounted for. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava saying that the weather down in the area is affecting the search and rescue efforts.
The bad weather, unfortunately, has caused some temporary pauses of the work, specifically lightning, which, as you know, is not safe for conducting the search effort.
Tropical Storm Elsa making landfall in Cuba. The tropical storm is down to 50-mile-an-hour winds. The storm expected to roll across the island nation today before tracking into the Gulf of Mexico. It is currently forecast to make landfall again on Florida's west coast sometime Wednesday morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
As the surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers continues to arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border in hopes of being let into the country, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton blames the surge on President Joe Biden's decision to reverse many of former President Donald Trump's immigration policies.
If Joe Biden would simply continue to, construction of the border wall rather than paying these contractors not to work, and if he would stop the flow of migrants, now hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens pouring into our country over the last 6 months, then the Texas governor wouldn't have had to put out this urgent call to support.
A man charged in connection with the fireworks explosion last week in southern Los Angeles will appear in court on Tuesday. Arturo Ceja III allegedly transported tons of fireworks illegally from Nevada to Los Angeles. The huge cache of fireworks exploded last week as police were working to secure it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Police departments across the nation are grappling with severe underfunding, low morale, and rising retirement as violent crimes continue to surge in U.S. cities nationwide. Departments are now reporting retirements are up 45%. Schools across the country are trying to educate and inspire a new generation of law enforcement officers. Beth Vasquez is a career teacher at the Colorado Destination Career Academy. She says part of the aim of her program is to counter the narrative of defunding the police.
We are preparing our students to go into fields in the criminal justice system, and our students are excited and passionate about it. And I think a big piece of that is opportunities that we provide them with, the work-based learning opportunities. We bring in guest speakers from around the nation, FBI agents, law enforcement officers, judges, to really provide them the realities of the job and the benefits of the job as well.
Those living in England will have to wait one more week to find out whether the lockdown rules will be lifted. Various metrics, including the vaccine rollout, will be looked at on July 12th. Regarding easing some lockdown rules, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says,
"It will no longer be necessary for government to instruct people to work from home, so employers will be able to start planning a safe return to the workplace."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.